Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure and honor to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, too. It's a dream come true for our good friend Jeffrey Zabar to be here, too, because he just can't wait to get on the show.
It's the only dream I get because he woke me up for this. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it a dream or a nightmare? We're not sure about that. But anyway, Jeffrey's our good friend, and he is the chief home officer. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and among other important publications. And he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always, well, usually great to be here.
I want to ask you a question. Did you know that this is, you're not going to believe this, Jeffrey. This is actually, somebody had the chutzpah to designate this as National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. Okay, right. They don't have kids, probably.
Now, so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, this is a joke, right?
National Stress-Free. You know what? May is National Stress-Free.
That's what,
holiday
I said
month.
June. I said, okay, June. Maybe June or something like that.
Okay, but I don't think December qualifies.
No,
between the different faiths, I don't think you can, you know, shoehorn in more holidays and expectations.
Yeah, I heard a comedian say, holidays are not for fun, they're for being with family.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Jeff, you just had an interesting little exercise this week. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, we got that. It's probably for many people, and I would fathom for many entrepreneurs, if you're a W-2er getting a paycheck, it's probably a great thing to get in the mail. But as an entrepreneur, it's probably the second worst notification you can get in the mail after something from our friends at the IRS. Mm-hmm. But we got a jury summons like 2 weeks ago in the mail calling for me to show up at the courthouse yesterday. On December 1st, and so it was an interesting thing to get. It sent shivers up and down my spine. It made me think, how can they do this to me? How inconvenient. Oh, wait, it's my civic responsibility, but how can they do this to me? So it was an interesting adventure, to say the least.
I'm surprised that you had to show up, and this is a tiny little detail, but I'm surprised that you had to show up on a Wednesday. Usually, whenever I've served, and I've been called to several jury duties, and over the years, and you know, usually it's on Monday. They get the week started on Monday, and then they try to wrap it up, you know, by Friday.
I have no idea. I just know that
that's a strange. But of course, you're in Florida. That's kind of a strange state sometimes. Anyway,
that's the Trump right there. Exactly.
There you go. How did you feel? What were your emotions when you got that notice? Is that the first time you've been called?
That's the first time I've ever been called. The state historically, Florida, or at least Broward County, has worked its summons through the voter rolls, and then they realized there were many people who either were not registered. Just because, or were not registered because they didn't want to serve jury duty, so they went to registering by driver's license number. So anyone who is a licensed driver, and then you get there, and obviously they do the swearing in, and they make sure that you're a citizen and a resident, and et cetera. So if you don't qualify that way, then you're excused. But I mean, it was a weird experience. It was my first time, when you first got the
thing in the mail and you opened it up, what were your thoughts?
Man, this is going to be a tremendous inconvenience. I mean, honestly, that's what I thought. I did not think
it's going to take you away from your livelihood,
from work, exactly. And
now,
my
wait a minute, Jeffrey. You mean somebody's not going to? They're not going to write you a big check to make up for all the money that you lost while you're on jury duty?
I made that comment to one of my editors, and I said, okay, is the Sun Sentinel going to pay me my $3,000 a week while I'm working, while I'm serving jury duty? And there was a hesitation on the other end of the line, and he's like, you get $3,000 a week from who? I'm like, okay, just seeing if you were awake over there. But, you know, as a freelancer, now, you know, again, it's something that as a W-2er, if you're a staffer, your employer is obligated to pay you.
Right.
I don't know how long, you know, if you got a Scott Peterson trial that went on for 4 months, I don't know if they're obligated to pay you a quarter, you know, a third of a year's salary while you're out doing your obligation. But as a 1099er, as a contractor, as an independent, you know, soloist here, I don't file, I don't get paid, and while I brought work with me, you know, the assumption cannot be that I'm going to sit in a, you know, in the jury rack or whatever they call where the jury sits.
You're not going to be able to tap out, check email on your BlackBerry while you're listening to a case. The judge is not going to let you do that.
He's not going to stand. Can you guys repeat that, please? I was responding to an email here from Mr. Blasting
Game. But the thing is that you know, I would think that there would be two kinds, and this has happened to me since I've been on my own as a small business owner, and you know, you say, you know what, this is really going to be a big. This is going to cost me money. But on the other hand, and I remember years ago when I first got called, I was an employee, but I was also on commission.
Right.
And even though there was some compensation that came every month, it wasn't enough to live on. I had to earn commissions. So even though I was an employee, I was actually to some degree I was self-employed from an income standpoint.
Right.
And so it was costing me money back then. And I remember grousing about that, and somebody pointed this out. I was a young pup, and somebody gave me a little civics lesson. He said, you know what, Jim? He said, I understand what you're saying, but think about this. If it were your lawsuit, or if you were being prosecuted, you're entitled to a jury of your peers. What if only the only people on your jury were people who didn't have enough influence to get out of jury duty? He said, that wouldn't be your peers.
Right. And
you know what? Ever since he said that to me, I've never really. I mean, nobody likes it, but you gotta be civic minded about it, don't you?
Well, the judge who swore us in yesterday said he likened it to a root canal. You know, you don't want to be there, but you got to do it. And that was the judge speaking. And I mean, so let's be honest. You know, you get the summons, you don't want to do it, but you realize that you have to, you go, and you have an open mind. Now, one thing I did is I spoke to every attorney I know and said, okay, how do I get out of this? Okay, well, you gotta play the bigot. You know, you gotta play the right wing radical. You know,
you couldn't do that, Jeff.
Did they actually
say that to you?
Well, they didn't say play the bigot, and that's a little strong, and I take that back. But you know, they said you have to say if the police didn't pull him over, there is no, you know, the police only pull people over with cause. So he has to be guilty. So beyond being not being bigoted, but being you know, he has to be guilty. You know, so I didn't have to. You know,
I'm glad you didn't do that because that wouldn't be good. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk about what you can do. What are some of the things you can do when you're pulled aside like this? And it's going to involve technology. You won't be surprised. 20 after. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. We're back. It's 23 after. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar. You like blues, you like Robert Cray, I promise you that. If you like home-based business, you like Jeffrey Zabar, too. He plays a pretty mean home-based business BlackBerry there, don't you, Jeff?
There you go. Played it all day yesterday.
Jeff, one more question about the jury before we talk a little bit about some of the ways that you bridge this obligation with your business. When you looked around you in that jury pool, did you feel that if you had been sitting at that defendant's table, you know, let's say that you had some employees, and one of them accused you of harassment or something like that,
right,
and you were actually the defendant, you were fighting for your life almost there, or
right,
you'd been wrongly accused or whatever, but regardless, you were on the hot seat there. If you had been at that table looking back at the jury pool, would you have said, okay, I can get, there are enough people in that jury that I consider to be my peers, people who I think will pay attention and will render a decent verdict. This is a cross-section of our society.
That jury pool, well, understand that when you show up, you're in a group of about 200 people waiting to be assigned to a judge, and then once you're assigned at random, you're then brought down to the judge's chambers, and I didn't make it that far to the judge's chambers because our case was dismissed, and they let us go home at about 11:30, so it all ended up in a great scene, but among those 200 people, it was a true snapshot of South Florida. You had whites, you had blacks, you had Hispanics, you had professionals, you had people who appeared to be working, you know, working folk, you know,
blue collar folks,
blue collar folk.
Yep, salt of the earth.
You had administrative, you know, level people. You had the mayor of the next city over of Parkland, Florida, was there, mm-hmm. plus some of his residents. And Parkland is an affluent community, hence that's why it's the next city over for
right.
me. So there were, I knew some people there. So him and some of his residents were there. I got to talking to an attorney who was dressed as if he belonged, you know, as an attorney there and not as a juror. So there was
was a juror?
Yeah, they do not. He complained, actually. He had moved here.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, he was. He said that in New York, it was an automatic, not disqualification, but it was a exclusion for attorneys.
I've never heard of an attorney being called a jury duty.
Yeah, it could be strange, but then, you know, then the judge and counsel, opposing counsels ask, you know, do you have any bias? Have you ever handled a case
yeah.
like this? Whatever the case may be, so they can kick him out if they
want.
So
you felt like if you had been that person on the defendant, that you would have felt that somehow we would have gotten a good jury out of this group.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. But now let's talk about, you know, it's not uncommon to be on jury duty for two or three or four days and never get on a case. Just keep
right.
having to hang around in the jury pool until they choose you, and you continue to not be chosen. So today, in today's world, there are a lot of things you can do. I mean, I'm sure you could, I mean, if you wanted to, you could take a laptop with you. You could you certainly could take your BlackBerry with you. I'm sure you did.
Right.
There are a lot of things you can do there, can't you?
Well, yeah, and if it is jokingly likened to a root canal, imagine that the dentist's office has all the accoutrements for you to do what you have to do. They had TV, they had a lounge, they had a cafeteria, they had games and newspapers and puzzles and vending machines and telephones. And so there was plenty of space that if I were so inclined. I did bring my BlackBerry and a little attaché with some paperwork. I did not bring a laptop, but I was in there emailing people, you know, doing things like that. So, you know, one thing in Broward County, if you make it through the day and have not been called, you're responsibility is done for 1 year, so
huh.
they won't bring you back tomorrow to throw you back in the pool.
Right.
I think the worst part as an entrepreneur, probably for anybody, but especially as an entrepreneur, is the not knowing, because, you know, they said the average case can last anywhere from 2.5 hours to 2.5 days.
Right.
Okay. If I knew your responsibility will end as of Friday, we will not keep you any longer, I think a lot of people would be more settled with that.
Right.
But you hear about Scott Peterson, you hear about a Kobe Bryant,
right.
you hear about all these different cases that can go on for years. Actually, I guess Kobe didn't go. They dropped it before.
But look at the O.J. Simpson trial.
O.J. Simpson went on for months.
Yeah.
And if you're an entrepreneur, that will scuttle your business.
Right.
That will easily just drown your business, and that will be it, because there's nothing you can do. And while your responsibility may not be 9 to 5, 5 days a week, you know, and what if they, God, what if they sequester you?
Well, exactly. You know? And I will say this. I don't think that a judge, and I don't want to speak for judges around the country, but I don't think that if they know you're going to be on a 2-day case, there's virtually no excuse other than life or limb that's going to get you out of that,
right.
Other than just not being chosen. But I would say that if you, Jeff, or me, small business owners, were had a chance of being on a jury that was going to be potentially for months and months, and you just stood up and said, this is going to be an extreme hardship on my ability to earn a living, I would say that the judge would take that into some consideration, but I may be wrong about that. But the main thing is, Jeff, I predict that the next time you're called to jury duty, which I also predict won't be any sooner than 5 years, they'll have hot spots in there in the jury room there, where you
I
can bring your
surprised.
Laptop and go right online.
I wouldn't be surprised, and it's going to happen. Either they'll have hotspots, or we'll
right.
all have, you know, cellular-enabled wireless
right.
cards built into our, you know, so that we can get
absolutely.
Onto the
Jeffrey,
network.
Before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please. We got to
wrap it up. www.disgruntlednonjuror. No, just kidding.
No,
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And don't forget to check that out, folks. The book is called Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others. You can find out about all of them at his website, chiefhomeofficer.com. Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Good job today.
It's always a lot of fun.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Tony Paradiso. 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm
nationwide. Yes, I'm. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.